In this bulletin, New South Wales records 22 new COVID-19 cases as four Sydney areas are ordered into lockdown. Concerns that Australians are among the missing after a Florida apartment building collapsed. And a new report highlights the devastating impacts of COVID-19 on Australia's sporting landscape. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. The New South Wales government has put four Sydney local government areas into a lockdown in a bid to control the spread of coronavirus in the city. The state has recorded 22 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from 47,600 tests, bringing the total number of cases in the Bondi cluster to 65. The government has issued stay-at-home orders for people who live or work in the municipalities of Woollahra, Waverley, Randwick and the City of Sydney. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the move is necessary to prevent further spread of the virus.
Please know that this is in order for us to ensure this doesn't take a hold for weeks and weeks. And we believe this is a proportionate response to the risk. Again, we've done better than expected in terms of contact tracing and getting on top of all those links. But what this does is make sure that we haven't missed any chains of community transmission, and also that we don't continue, through workers in particular, spreading the virus at workplaces.
Causing particular concern is the Joe Bailey Hair Salon in Double Bay. At least three staff members were working there while infectious, and two positive cases have been detected in clients so far. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says at least 900 clients attended the hair salon over the days of concern.
Now, we have reached out to those individuals, and what I'm hoping is that when we see the cases over coming days, they're all in isolation. But the key issue is, because of the growing number of venues, the fact that we've had confirmed transmission at a number of the venues, we need to reduce people's movement so by the time we're getting to them, they have had reduced the limited number of activities or sites that they've done.
Meanwhile, Victorian authorities are asking customers at a Melbourne dry cleaners to get tested for COVID-19 and isolate after two positive cases there that are linked to the Sydney outbreak. An Oakley man aged in his 60s caught the Delta variant after attending a birthday party at his daughter's house in Sydney last weekend. His boss at the Sandringham dry cleaners has now also tested positive after they worked together earlier this week. Both are in hotel quarantine and several new exposure sites have been listed. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the first man worked at the dry cleaners from Monday to Wednesday.
We're particularly urging anyone who's visited the Sandringham dry cleaners at 36 Bay Road, Sandringham, to come forward for testing and to immediately isolate. That's the highest risk cohort of individuals exposed to this gentleman and his co-worker.
And Victoria has sent 13,000 text messages to people who returned to Victoria from Sydney between the 11th and the 25th of June. There are concerns that Australians are among the missing after a sea view wing of a 12-storey beachfront apartment building collapsed in Miami. At least one person is dead and nearly 100 are missing as a search and rescue operation pulls out dozens of survivors. Local Mayor Charles Burkett says the cause of the collapse is still unknown and an investigation will take place. US President Joe Biden has spoken to Miami authorities and offered government assistance.
I'm waiting for the governor to ask for declare an emergency. We are ready to move from the federal resources immediately. And I say to the people of Florida, whatever help you want that the federal government can provide, we're waiting. Just ask us, we'll be there.
In sport, a new report by Sport Australia highlights the challenges posed by COVID-19 to Australia's sporting landscape. It says the impact of COVID-19 remains a deterrent when it comes to rates of participation. But the pandemic has driven up rates of participation in socially distanced sports and recreational activities such as golf and tennis. Restrictions on junior sport resulted in the percentage of children who played organised sport outside of school at least once a week decreased from 55% in 2019 to 43% in 2020. Sport Australia acting CEO Rob Dalton says he hopes Australians are able to rediscover an inspiration to return to the sporting field soon.
We want everyone back to sport because it's such a great thing. You know, the lessons that people learn, particularly kids, learning to integrate, learning to communicate, learning to be a part of a team, building new friendships, there are so many advantages. But Yeah, there is 20% that haven't returned. And we really hope that over the next 12 months that they come back to participating and they get the benefits of all of those things that I talked about for their lives.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, high of 19. In Adelaide, possible showers, 15 high. 13 degrees in Melbourne, with showers easing. A shower or two for Hobart and a high of 12. And a shower or two in Canberra as well, with a high of 11. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 19 the high. Much the same in Sydney, with a high of 18. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, a high of 19. Rain for Brisbane, with 17 degrees the high. Partly cloudy in Cairns, with a high of 28. And in Darwin, partly cloudy and 31. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lee.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.